This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth on the eve of her state funeral Sunday, appearing on a balcony overlooking the coffin of Britain's late monarch as she lay in state. Speaking to reporters later, President Biden said the Queen's behavior was something to admire.
It's about treating people with dignity. I talk about how my mother and father thought that everyone, no matter who they were, no matter what their station, no matter where they're from, deserved to be treated with dignity. And that's exactly what she communicated, just the way she walked by her staff, just the way she acted.
Mr. Biden is among the scores of dignitaries and royals from across Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Americas who will attend Monday's funeral. The U.S. president will later join King Charles and other leaders from around the globe for a reception ahead of the grand state funeral. The funeral of Queen Elizabeth II will be the biggest security operation London has ever seen. AP correspondent Karen Chamis.
Not only will central London be packed with hundreds of thousands of people, but the guest list for the funeral includes hundreds of emperors, kings, queens, presidents and prime ministers from around the world. More than 10,000 police officers will be on duty that day, with reinforcements coming from all of Britain's 43 police forces. Street drains and garbage bins are being searched and sealed. On the day, there will be police spotters on rooftops, sniffer dogs on the streets, marine officers on the River Thames, and mounted police on horseback. Heathrow Airport is grounding dozens of flights so as not to disturb the funeral service. Karen Chamas, London.
If you'd like more on these or any of the stories that we're following, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Search VOA News. This is VOA News. In territory reclaimed from Russian forces last week, Ukrainian officials are finding makeshift prisons, alleging they served as torture chambers. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A dank basement behind the local supermarket in Kozacha Lopan. This National Guard commander, asked to be identified just as Vitaly for security reasons, tells an AP team prisoners of war were held here and interrogated. President Vladimir Zelensky says more than 10 torture chambers have been found in liberated areas in the Kharkiv region. He says the Russians left behind the devices they used, including electrical wires. Burial sites are being excavated, most notably in the city of Izium, where Ukrainian officials say more than 440 graves have been found, some bodies showing signs of violent deaths. Zelensky vows to identify all who carried it out. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday strongly condemned what she said were illegal border attacks by Azerbaijan on Armenia, using a visit to the Russian military ally to pledge American support for Armenian sovereignty. More than 200 people were killed in last week's border clashes. Hurricane Fiona made landfall Sunday on Puerto Rico's southwestern coast, knocking out power and threatening to cause catastrophic flooding in the U.S. island territory. Sustained winds of 85 miles per hour classified the storm as a Category 1 hurricane at the low end of the Saffir-Simpson scale, but further strengthening is predicted over the next 48 hours as Fiona approaches the Dominican Republic before heading north into the open waters of the Atlantic Ocean. A historic storm sweeps through the western part of the U.S. state of Alaska, bringing damaging winds and causing widespread flooding. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Baccalaureate lives about a half a mile from the coastline and was still able to see the waves crash onto shore, flooding Main Street in Nome. She says homes and cabins were swept away.
With all the preparation in the world, the ocean is so powerful and it caused so much damage.
Governor Mike Dunleavy says 1,000 miles of Alaska's coastline was hit by the storm, the remnants of a Pacific typhoon.
We're trying to assess exactly what has occurred.
Now he says the concern is the remnants of the storm and surging water, plus getting the cleanup done before the freeze starts next month.
We are going to move as quickly as we can to provide relief, to provide recovery.
I'm Julie Walker.
And a powerful typhoon has slammed ashore in southern Japan and is pounding the region with strong winds and heavy rain, causing blackouts, paralyzing ground and air transportation, and prompting the evacuation of thousands of people. And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is paying respects to